Soku isika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngithatha ithuba lokubonga uJonga Khandemiri osiphathele indaba ngolimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo kuStudio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 15 Hlolanja 2023 ngugeyino kumede Saidi. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Isikole se-PC siyaqhubeka sikhula, lama areas azoqhubeka akhona ngoba asina capacity kumbe asinamthela kumbe asinamali eyokuthi sibhadale.
Umphathintambo wezomnotho uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube namhla uthe sokuhlelwe umhlangano lenhlanganiso lamazwe aboleka eZimbabwe imali ezigoqela ibhanga lamazwe omhlaba iWorld Bank lezinye.
Mabuya futhi la kokwazoni dlidlidliza ngapha kwandlidlidliza okulamanxeba la amabi khona la. Nakho ngabona ukuthi lapha toilet vele kwasokufunga undonsa. Ngakho finyelela futhi emlonyeni khona pa. Kwahle kwangekela futhi kukusala kwakhe emanzini.
Owesifazana oleminyaka engamachumi amahlanu lantathu yokuzalwa 53 uphephe kufeni ngemva kokubanjwa ingwenya echapha umfula uKana elusulu emangweni weLupane. Ugatsha olubona ngokuphathisa abantu abangaboniyo olwe Zimbabwe Council for the Blind luphakathi kokuqhuba inhlelo zokuhlola labo ababulawa ngamehlo ngaphandle kwembadalo. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Umphathintambo wezomnotho uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube namhla uthe sokuhlelwe umhlangano lenhlanganiso lamazwe aboleka eZimbabwe imali. Lezi nhlanganiso zigoqela ibhanga lomhlaba iWorld Bank, African Development Bank, European Investment Bank, kanye lamazwe alitshumi lasikhombisa abumba iqembu elibizwa ngokuthi yiParis Club of Creditor Nations. Injongo yalumhlangano ngeyokuxoxisana ngezimali ezakolediswa iZimbabwe ezilokho ezingakabhadalwa. Lenhlawulo okwakumele iphiwe abamhlophe abasuswa emaplazini. IZimbabwe isileminyaka edlula engamachumi amabili yamiswa ukukwelediswa imali zinhlanganiso ezinjenge International Monetary Fund IMF lezinye ngenxa yokwehluleka ukubhadala lezo zikwelede. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe loMnumzana Masimba Kuchera ingcwethi yezomnotho.
Kuzathatha isikhathi ukuthi kulungiseke ngoba isikweletu esinaso yinkalakatho yesikweletu. Isikweletu lesi sidlela katshana kubo 2000 uhulumende esehluleka ukubhadala isikweletu esasikhona ngaleso sikhathi. Kodwa sibona ukuthi uhulumende waqhubeka ethatha izimali njalo kule ndaba le yokuthi kumele bacompensate ama-white farmers kumbe abalimi labana ama-white farmers. So uzabona ukuthi isikweletu se-PC siyaqhubeka sikhula, lama areas azoqhubeka akhona ngoba asina capacity kumbe asinamthela kumbe asinamali eyokuthi sibhadale isikweletu lesikhathele.
IZimbabwe yaziwa njengelizwe elinothileyo elilabogolide odayimani lokunye okunjalo. Kuyini okusehlulayo ukuthi sibisele imali zona esazikweletayo?
Owaqala ukuthi liqiniso sibile ukuthi ama-minerals lawo amaningi kakhulu, kodwa asikabi nendlela yokuthi bekwazi ukuthi lama-minerals amaningi okungakanani. Asikabi ne-geological survey ezositshela ukuthi phansi laphana kulama-minerals amaningi okungakanani. Okwesibili ukuthi kule-corruption nenkohlakalo eningi kakhulu kundaba le yama-minerals, okuthi igolide okhuluma ngalo lama-diamonds aya aphuma lapha eZimbabwe uthingakwazi ukuthi uhamba kanjani, uphikithwa kanjani. Uthiyakhumbula ubaba uMgabe futhi ubecabanga ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi iZimbabwe yalahlekelwa nge-$15 billion dollars from ama-minerals. So kusitsho ukuthi kule nkohlakalo eningi kakhulu okumele ilungiswe ngenxa yokuthi singaba lenzuzo from ama-minerals.
Kuzafa kwalungiseka yini konke khonokhu, ngoba okwamanje ama-arrears bathi aku-$6 billion njalo isikwelede okumele basibhadale siku-$14 billion. Bazakwanelisa yini ukukwenza khonokho? Umhlangano lo mhlaka-23 uyabungwani nxa sikwazi ukuthi asenelisi ukuyibisela leyo mali?
Asiphumelane egcekeni lapha, sitshela neqiniso ukuthi umhlangano wamhlaka-23 awungeke ulungise konke okusihluphayo khathesi. Indaba ekhona ukuthi umhlangano lo engxenye uzenze ukuthi kuqale ukukhulumisana phakathi kwe-World Bank le-IMF neZimbabwe. Kodwa umhlangano wamhlaka-23 ayisiwo umhlangano ozalungisa udubo lweZimbabwe, ngoba udubo lweZimbabwe ukuthi sisebenzisa njani izimali esizitholayo from ama-minerals, esizitholayo from i-economy yethu, njalo singakhulisa njani i-economy yethu. Yilo udubo esilalo, njalo angibona ukuthi umhlangano lo uzasincedisa ukuthi silungise wonke ama-problems esilawo khathesi.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera yingcwethi yezomnotho esixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Owesifazane oleminyaka engamachumi amahlanu lantathu yokuzalwa 53 uphephe ekufeni ngemva kokubanjwa ingwenya echapha umfula uGana elusulu emangweni weLupane. Unkosazana Tholiwe Moyo osesibhedlela sempilo kobulawayo okwamanje ulwisane lengwenya le izama ukumtshonisa phansi emanzini eyihloko zamakhala yazi yamekela waphunyuka. Kubika intatheli izindaba yeStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Umamoyo uwele umfula uGana ehamba nodadewabo kusihlwa kungolesithathu weviki ephelileyo. Bengagqize qhakala, umamoyo ulandisa ngokwamehlelayo sephakathi komfula.
Lengisingwenyi sindonsa kulesi sandla lesi sika left ngapha. Ah, laba abanye bathi khona kutho ukuthi kulo muntu osesijikijela kumbena umbena osesitshaya. Usisome ngihamba laye lo omkhulu owayephambili wathi kutho ukuthi kulo muntu osijikijela. Ngoba mina ngangizwa senhlaba umkhosi vele ngisithi, my Lord, my Jesus, save me.
Umamoyo ugiqane lali ngwenya enzikini yomfula imbambe ngamazinyo ayo.
Ngabuya futhi lakho kwazondidlidlithiza ngapha kwandidlidlizisa okulamanxeba la amabi khona la. Nakho ngabona ukuthi lapha too late vele kwasokufunga undonsa. Ngakufinyelela futhi emlonyweni khonapha. Kwahle kwangekela futhi kukusala kwakhe emanzini. Ngagaqa-ke lapho lo mzimba lawa osavuma kwathenseni laphana ngathi daca. Ngoba uyosisi wami banizama ukunidonsa. Sebenidonsela khatshana ngalo ukuthi kungandilandeli, sebethwele lo godolo lwani ukuthi bakutshaya nxa kungandilandeli. Inja yethu yangikhaya enkulu yayisilandela emuva kwahle kwayitshaya. Lana kwahle kwadelisela kuyindlala yayo khona pha.
Ingonya le imlimaze kwamagama amamoyo, amanxeba alawo ayesabeka.
Ngilimele kakhulu esandleni sokunxele, asibambe sikuqhamukele isandla. Ngilimele emlenzeni lo okaleft. Kodwa wona ungcono uyanyathela umlenze kaleft lo. Kodwa le nxeba elikhulu sibili. Kusosithi umlenzo okaright. Kukhwela kusiye sibono lapha yolimele kakhulu. Ngiyabonga okhansila bami babuye bazombona, MP bamasithole, ba-Women's League babuyile bazombona, omama bashuda lami khonapha amapikitsha banika isipho esimangalisayo sama-fruits.
Ekupheleni komnyaka ophelileyo ingwenya yabamba yabulala umnumzana Majaha Ndlovu weSilobela. USiphatho Ndlovu indodana kaMuyi ulandisa ngokwamehlelayo.
Kwaba kubi kakhulu ngomnyaka ophelileyo lapho esasithiya inhlanzi lobaba esifuleni uGwelo. Ubaba owisela ingwane yakhe by mistake emfuleni waseqela phakathi ukuthi ayidobhe. Wahlaba umkhosi kanye nje kanti sebanjwe ingwenya. Yacwila laye phansi. Ngamemeza ngihlaba umkhosi kodwa angitholanga muntu, ngabona amanzi sebomvu igazi. Ubaba wadliwa kanjalo ingwenya wafa kabuhlungu.
Ukanti umnumzana Khuri nafsi yansundu webhinga uthi ngenyanga kalwezi nyakenye woba lomnyama omkhulu kodwa ubonga impilo.
Ngagijinyiswa zindlovu ngase ngisiqela emfuleni womlibizi ngapha ebhinga. Ngithe ngisaswima ngizwa sengibanjwa into engani yensimbi kanti ingwini. Ngalwisana layo ngifaka isandla sami emlonyeni wayo ngasizwa ngabanye abangena logudu bayichaya yangekela yabaleka. Ngalahlekelwa lunyawo olwadlidizwayo ingwenya le engokongayo impilo lanxa sengiyisilima.
Kulezi nsuku izulu liyana kwamagama eZimbabwe, imfula emningi igcwele. Usikhuqa mfundo solwayo ngwenya uthi abantu bemaphandleni kumele balimuke ngesikhathi lesi sezulu.
Kwabantu bayaxwayiswa ukuthi bangaze bangena emfuleni ngoba ingwenya ziyaluma sibili ziyabulala, njalo imfula iyakhukhula abantu ibulala abantu. Yikho likunanzelele khonokula nxa umuntu ejahile engaziwangena umfula uchitha amanzi yingozi embi kakhulu. Nxa umuntu usethe walunywa ingwenya njalo waba lenhlanhla ukuthi ayiphunyuke izinyo lakho naliyayo yenza ukuthi umuntu abe lobomvu. Yikho abantu uthole ukuthi babe sekumele ukuthi baklinwe izilonda lezo ngoba ziyabe sezibola.
Ababona ngenyamazana zasendle Parks and Wildlife Management bathe ingwenya zikhokhela ekubulaweni kwabantu kwele Zimbabwe zilandelwa zindlovu. Ukuna kwezulu kakhulu sokusenza inani labahlaselwa zingwenya bechapha imfula liqanse lalo elizweni. Ngimele Studio 7 ikamram ngeza Jesus Banda.
Gacha olubona ngokuphathisa abantu abangaboniyo olwe Zimbabwe Council for the Blind luphakathi kokuqhuba inhlelo zokuhlola labo ababulawa ngamehlo ngaphandle kwembadalo. Lolu gacha lunxusa abantu ababulawa ngamehlo kumbe ababona buvila bana ukuthi baye lapho oluqhubela khona inhlelo zalo endaweni ezifana le Victoria Falls, eNyanga, eManicaland lakwezinye indawo ezichiyeneyo eMashingo. EVictoria Falls uhlelo lolu luqale mhla ka 13 kulinyanga njalo lugqitshwa mhla ka 17. IZimbabwe Council for the Blind ithi baningi abaya esibhedlela seVictoria Falls lapho eqhubela khona inhlelo zayo ukuyadinga usizo. Sixoxe lomgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi kuleli dolobho iVictoria Falls Residents Association umnumzana Kelvin Moyo yena othi bayalujabulela lolu hlelo.
Uhlelo lolu lukhona eVictoria Falls liyenzakala. Umqhafazo uke wabakhona wathunyezela esingathi kuma social media njalo le ndaweni esijeneyo okunjengokuthi abantu beVictoria Falls bayakwazi lokho ukuthi kuzabe kulabantu amadokotela amehlo azabe ehlola enceda abantu. So thina sithi kuyinto enhle ikhisimusi iza kanye ngomnyaka njalo uhlelo lunje imali ubuya thina singelani singelazimali ezisingazibhadala sithi izakhamizi ezihlutshwa ngamehlo kusamele ziye khona. Siyakwazi ukuthi amehlo yinto ehlupha abantu abaningi njalo kusenza ukuthi i-economy yethu yeZimbabwe iyancedakala ekuthini izisebenzi eziqhubeke zibe semsebenzini zisenza imisebenzi wawo njalo zithola inzuzo ngomsebenzi. So sithi akumelanga kube labantu abazaba lohlupho lwamehlo isikhathi sabo singakakwani.
Ukukhona yini ongakutsho Moyo mhlawumbe kulabo abahlutshwa ngamehlo ekade bengakezwa lutho ngalolu hlelo?
Siyaloyisa ukuthi umuntu wonke oseVictoria Falls ozwa le message ikumbe lo umlayezelo kusamele ekhona esibhedlela eye clinic ukuthi behlola amehlo. Laphana ke bayabethola njalo usizo oluningi kungabe kuyindlela zokuthi kusamele bephathe njani amehlo kumbe begcine njani bezigcinele njani ukuze bengaze babula ngamehlo njalo balalo usizo esingathi i-expect information abayengayinikwa ukwenzela ukuthi bengaze baba lohlupho lwamehlo. So uhlelo lolu nkomo siyalomukela silwamukele ngezandla zombili. Siyabonga njalo ekuthini akula mali ekhutshwayo lapho ekusizweni lokho okufana njengokuthi iVictoria Falls yakwazi nje ukuthi ike ba affected ngenxa yeCovid ipandemic edlulileyo le eke yahlupha inani lenzuzo yaphela eFalls, but ke okamanje sokungani sokungcono njengokuthi njoba kathesi izakhamizi zeVictoria Falls zithole uhlelo olunje lungathwa alubhadalwa, kusamele kubaye esibhedlela bengcedwa bethole usizo.
Umnumzana Kelvin Moyo, ngumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yemela izakhamizi zeFalls eVictoria Falls Residents Association. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Isehlakalo sokudubulana okwenzakale ekolitshini eleMichigan State University ekhonapha eMelika sitshiye abantu abathathu befile, kwalimala kakubi abahlanu, kubika amapholisa aleli kolitshi. Onakekelwa ukuthi nguye ongabe eqalise lokhu kudubulana owesilisa oleminyaka engamashumi amane lantathu 43 ubikwa etholakale efile ngamanxeba okuzidubula. Abeqembu labahlamuki abalwisa kwele DRC abe M23 babikwa beqhubeka behluthunelwa umhlabathi esigabeni seKivu osokudale ukuba inkulungwane lenkulungwane zabantu makhaza babalekele imizi. Inkokheli yalesi sigaba ibika ukuba inkamba yeziphepheli eye Lavert isigcwele ukwedlulisa amalawulo ngabantu ababalekela ukungahlaliseki okusesigabeni esenyakatho yelizwe.
South Africa ngafika ngo-2008 kodwa ngibengihamba ngisiya ekhaya leke ngihamba ngabo December lami njengabanye bengihamba nje.
Wenzani khonapho kwele South Africa?
Hayi mina ngisecurity.
Esigabeni lapho esikhangela ukuphathelane labadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala kwamanye amazwe, namhla uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxa lomnumzana Thulani Ndiweni ongelamaphepha okusebenza lokuhlala kwele South Africa.
South Africa ngafika ngo-2008 kodwa ngibengihamba ngisiya ekhaya leke ngihamba nje ngabo December lami njengabanye bengihamba nje.
Wenzani khonapho kwele South Africa?
Hayi mina ngisecurity, ngisebenzi security South Africa. Ngisebenzele Kempton Park duze laseOR Tambo Airport.
Ujova njani khonapho?
Hayi khona kunzima ngoba uma ungalamaphepha bakunika leyo mali nje ukuthi udle ubhadale irenti ugibele kuphela. Ngoba uma ungalamaphepha vele akulama-rights, ngazi kubuya imali yangakhona ishota awu-complain. So kunzima, kunzima kakhulu kakhulu okuphindiweyo kakhulu vele.
Awulamaphepha okusebenza khonapho aweZimbabwe exemption permits? Awulakho khonokho?
Amaphepha e-security, i-security ine-certificate sayo, ine-certificate sa-security. So uma ungala-certificate, ngoba ino A, D, D, E. So uma unganamaphepha ayo straight, bayakurobha ngoba kulalapho ozo-complaina khona.
Singathi kodwa ukusebenza khonapho e-South Africa ulawo ama-permits lana aweZimbabwe exemption permits?
Hayi mina ngithathanga, nginayo.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi nxa ungelayo kusebenzeka njani manje?
Akusebenzeki khona, sebeleke sivikana labo mthetho, sivikana nabo kuphela, akusebenzeki, kunzima. Sesikhulekela nje ukuthi sithi abantu ma bengavota kahle lo nyaka, hhayi singabuyela sibile kha.
Siyabona ukuthi kulabantu abaningi eZimbabwe abasebenza bengela maphepha, pho bagcina besenzani? Usicina usebenza njani nxa amaphepha ehlupha kangaka?
Akusebenzeki kahle nje, kungena kunalokho nje ukuthi umuntu engakubiza ethi ngicela uzongenzela lokhu uyahamba uyokwenza, kodwa kube ukuthi ukunika leyo mali yena ayicabangileyo ukuthi akunikiwe ngoba awulakucomplaina, awulanto ongayenza. Yikho ngisho ukuthi lo nyaka nje abantu uma bengavota kahle shuwa singajabula njani.
Wena awusozuye vota yini?
Ngilaso isifiso sokuyavota. Manje inkinga yami, nginomfazi, so umfazi le ngane encane ene-1 month, 2 weeks, imembhekayo lo mntwana nomfazi. So ngoba imali yami kahle ayifikile 4,000, so kunzima ukuthi ngingakwazi ukuthi ngiye ekhaya. Kodwa isifiso sami ngifisa ukuhamba, ngifisa ukuhamba ngenhliziyo yami yonke, kodwa kunzima ukuthi ngiye ekhaya, ngiyela abantu bengadli lutho.
Pho-ke nxa uhola imali encane kangako uphila njani khonapho mfowethu?
Kudliwa wona amakhabishi nje lamagwili nalokho ukuthi lami ma ngithenga hola ngaleleyo langa, so ngudobha nje ungamaphisi khona lokho emashopu ukuthi silale sidlile. Akona kunzima impela kunzima. Abanye khona vele abasebenzi. So hey kunzima kakhulu, kunzima kakhulu. Ah kunzima.
Manje asithi ke uholile lamhlanje imali leyo oyiholayo ukuthatha isikhathe singanani ingakapheli pho ngenyanga?
Ngoba kahle kahle mina kule imali yami ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi imali yami mayingihole kahle iyabe ikhona pho kubo 3.5 kemvele ni 32,000 nginike umama kube ukuthi uyenza ukudla kwakhe lokulokhuza lokubona imntwana, then 1,000 rand iye kumastanda kube sokusala maybe 500 leyo yenza ukugibela ngayo. Lokho okunye hhayi ngisakhona ukukwenza, kuvele kuphele kanjalo.
Ye, valelisa uZulu ubatshela abantu ukuthi impilo kwele South Africa imi njani.
Ya, impilo yala e-South Africa inzima kakhulu kakhulu kakhulu. Uthi ehlisi ngabe nje abantu bangavota kahle, kahle kahle kungaba ngcono. Okwamanje kungathi kusesengcono nyana. Ngicabanga ukuthi yabona uma kufika iJuni, May, ngoba kubo May, June, July, ngicabanga ukuthi vele kuyazo kunzima kakhulu ngoba la maphoyisa ngicabanga ukuthi azobe sengena door by door. So kunzima okwamanje, kunzima. Uma sibona nje kuzoba nzima kakhulu vele ukuthi ngamaJulayi angiboni ukuthi kukabe kulo muntu okhona ukusebenza, ngiweye okungakhona ngoba amaphemithi nje angathi azophela kubo June, July khonapho. So kuzoba nzima kakhulu ukuthi ngithiwa le phambili abantu bekwazi ukuphila. Ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi bazobe sebefaka amavolontiya ngelokishi ngelokishi ukuthi bebone bemount ukuthi kula maZimbabwe abahlala kuphi. So kuzoba nzima vele kakhulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Thulani Ndiweni odabuka eZimbabwe ohlala kwele South Africa.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Inani labeZimbabwe abasemajele kwele Botswana libikwa liqonga okwethusayo eminyakeni edluleyo selingaphezu kwamakhulu ayisithupha 600. Kulabo kuza abadlula amakhulu afica mine mbili 800, iningi liyizizalwane zeZimbabwe. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umphathintambo okhangele ngezemajele kwele Botswana umzana Kahiso Musi usanda kutshela idale lephalamende ukuthi inani labo kuza abasemajele kwele Botswana liqongile eminyakeni osanda kudlula. Ngemva kwesikhathi lapho inani ekade phose lime ndawonye eminyakeni emibili esanda kudlula, kube lontshintsho ngomnyaka ka-2022. Lokhu kungabe kubangelwe ukuthi ngomnyaka ka-2020 lo-2021 umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 obhahile ungela kuhamba-hamba okuningi. Kodwa uMusi uthi abo kuza abekade bengamakhulu ayisithupha sebedlula amakhulu ayisifica amunwe mbili 800. AbeZimbabwe bona bangamakhulu ayisithupha lani 601 beqonge besuka kumakhulu amahlanu lasikhombisa i-507.
That during the 5-year period in question, the number of prisoners has been reducing for both citizens and foreigners. In summary,
eminyakeni emihlanu sibona ukuthi inani labantu abasemajele abakithi kanye labokuza liyalisehla. Kodwa eminyakeni odluleyo sibone ukuqonga kwenani labasemajele kugoqela labokuza.
Umusi uthi emajele eBotswana abafikayo bavalelwa ukhangelwe isisindo samacala abadalayo.
The prison service classifies prisoners and assigns certain category classes of prisoners to different prisons in accordance with the regulation.
Asibafanga sisebenzisa imithetho yethu yamajele kusiya ngokuthi badale amacala anjani. Lokhu kwehlisa ukuthi umemetheke ubukhiwi kwabanye abaziphethe kuhle.
AbeZimbabwe kwele Botswana abafana lomzana Dumezwe Ncube bathi noma inani labe khali phezulu emajele lokhu akumangalisi.
Yeah, it's of concern ngoba uma ukhulunywa ngecrime ama number phezulu ama foreigners adala amacala ngapha ngabantu bakithi abavela eZimbabwe. Amacala lawa sikhuluma ngeborder jumping kumbe illegal immigration. Yithi lapha iningi labantu yithi abantu beZimbabwe. Lokhu it's a reflection nje yezinto ezenzakala ekhaya eZimbabwe okubangela ukuthi abantu begcine bebalekela emazweni afana njengeBotswana.
Umnumzana Andreas Sibanda ohlala eHebron laye utsho umbono phezu kwalolu daba.
Ukuphela kwenani lezibotshwa ezivela kweZimbabwe ezigcinwe lapha okugcinwa khona izibotshwa lapha eBotswana kutshengisa nje isimo esisekhaya, ngoba ungananzelela iningi lama-foreigners alapha ngabavela eZimbabwe belethwa isimo esingamanga kuhle, belethwe isimo esingamanga kuhle, bafica beswele okokwenza lapha. Nxa sebeswele okokwenza, okuba khona ukuthi bagcina beswona obetholakala besendaweni ezingavunyelwayo besenza into ezingekho emthethweni.
Nyakenye eleBotswana lathi liyakhathazeka ngokuqonga kwamacala adalwa kakhulu ngabeZimbabwe labeSouth Africa besebenzisana lezizalwane zeBotswana. Amacala abhahe kakhulu ngawokuntshontshwa kusetshenziswa umpopo, imoda ezithwala imali zizo ezihlaselwa kakhulu. AbeBotswana basemajele bona bangaphezulu nje kwenkulungwane ezintathu i-3000. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngeSabron kweleBotswana.
Kapteni weqembu labesilisa elimela ilizwe emdlalweni kakhilikithi uCraig Irvin uthi kukhona abakufundileyo njengeqembu loba nje benqotshwe kabuhlungu liqembu leWest Indies emdlalweni wesibili ohlobo lwetest. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha loludaba ngokugcweleyo.
Ekhuluma kupheleni komdlalo wesibili ohlobo lwe-test abawudlalile iqembu lesihlengene le-West Indies, bona ophele iqembu leZimbabwe linqotshwe nge-innings lama-run amane. Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Irvin utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ukuba basoze belahle imbeleko ngokufelwa, kodwa bazasebenzisa lo mdlalo njengesifundo ikakhulu kubadlali abasakhulayo.
Ungakhangela indlela u-Innocent Kayachaye ngayo ibhola waphinda njalo wajika ngayo lapho athethe khona ama-wickets amahlanu ukudibanise le ndlela u-Brandon Mavuta yena oke wabengabili yeqembu kwesikhathi eside adlale ngayo le ndlela iqembu elisidlala lalo eleWest Indies elidlale ngayo ikakhulu kusigaba sakuqala. Uzananzelela ukuba kuningi esingakusebenzisa ukuthuthukisa ukudlala kwethu njengeqembu kumdlalo ezayo.
Ukapteni weqembu leWest Indies uCraig Brathwaite laye uvumelane lo Irvin ukuba iqembu leZimbabwe lilakho ukuthuthuka kakhulu kwelizayo.
Ngibona ikusasa enhle kuqembu leZimbabwe ngoba labadlali abaningi abasakhulayo kumele iqembu lelidlale imidlalo eminingi yohlobo bolwe test ngoba kufundeka lula nxa bedlala. Abadlali bakweZimbabwe balesipho sokudlala umdlalo kakhilikithi, kodwa kuza kuba nzima nxa bengadlali imidlalo eminingi eyohlobo lwetest.
Ocubungula umdlalo kakhilikithi uPraise Dumidlakama uthi yena indlela iqembu leZimbabwe elidlale ngayo ikakhulu emdlalweni wesibili ikhomba ukuba usasemkhulu umsebenzi okumele wenziwe inkokheli yeqembu yokudinga abadlali abalohlonzi.
Iqembu lamaShevrons ujengisele ukuthi alila depth ikakhulu kulabo abachaya amabatters emvana ukubana linqotshwe West Indies emalangeni amathathu. West Indies yena ibethe kanye kuphela iZimbabwe yona in 2 innings yehlekile ukufica isquare chai West Indies. Abafana bethu abe A-side labo kade sisithi yibo esikhangelele ukuthi in future yibo abazathatha over from kulabo abadlala kathesi, batshengisele ukuthi abakabi redeem international cricket.
Iqembu leZimbabwe belingela abadlali ababalisa uSean Williams, uSikhanda Raza, uRyan Bell kanye loBlessing Muzarabani kumidlalo yomibili elidlalele leWest Indies enkundleni yeQueen's Sports Club kobulawayo. Umdlaleke wadlalela iqembu leNgilandi uGary Balance yena odlale indima enkulu ukuze umdlalo wokuqala uphele zingutshiki lobhanqa, laye ukhuthe umdlalo wesibili ngoba engezwa kuhle. Umdlalo bekumele uthathe insuku ezinhlanu kodwa uhle waphela ngemva kwensuku ezintathu. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Live talk namhlanje kuhlelo Diaspora Forum sikhangela udaba lwabeZimbabwe abese South Africa abangelangwalo eziphelelwa isikhathi sokubavumela ukuhlala lokusebenza kulelo lizwe ngonhlangula. Ngehlukani zihlobo sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Umphathintambo wezomnotho uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube namhla uthe sokuhlelwe umhlangano lenhlanganiso lamazwe aboleka eZimbabwe imali ezigoqela ibhanga lamazwe omhlaba iWorld Bank lezinye. Owesifazane oleminyaka engamashumi amahlanu lantathu yokuzalwa Upepe ekufeni ngemva kokubanjwa ingwenya echapha umfula uGana elusulu emangweni weLupane. Ugatsha olubona ngokuphathisa abantu abangaboniyo olweZimbabwe Council for the Blind luphakathi kokuqhuba inhlelo zokuhlola labo ababulawa ngamehlo ngaphandle kwembadalo. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voa.com. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo ngugaino Gumede Saidi.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7.
Kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na7pm kusvika na7:30pm.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka.